For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, well, it's the 23rd day of August 2023. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian Resistance Movement. And tonight we have none other than Kyle on, as our producer.
Hey, Pastor Ernie. Good evening.
Hey, there you go. And way out yonder we have, again, that the legendary Pastor Joe Larson.
Oh, legendary? I'm not sure about that. But anyway, I'm glad to be here with you. We've got a lot of wild stuff going on, don't we?
Well, right here, we've got a lot of wild weather. I mean, some very severe weather. And we've got flood watches out here in several counties and a lot of lightning. It's been a real lightning storm out there. And it's been interfering with this station right here that we're on, the mother station now. So what's going to happen, Joe, is we're just going to continue because... what we're going to do won't be interfering with the other station. So as if we do have some interference here, we'll just continue as if we haven't because it's still going on over the other stations. So
The local people might not get it, but.
Oh, they're realizing what's happening. Yeah. And so let's pick it up where we left off. Do you remember the title of the message?
Tale of Several Cities.
And yesterday we talked about the very first Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 city. Or you might call it the first woke city. New age, new world order city. And that was, now today we're going to be talking, we're into the first sanctuary city, the very first sanctuary cities. And we're going to be in Genesis 19. Let's do a fast recap, Joe. I'll tell you what. Why don't you read verse 1, pause, and then I'll come. Read verse 2 and 3, pause, and I'll comment. We'll go like that, okay?
All right. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
All right, so the fact that Lot was sitting in the city, the fact that when Lot came to that city with all of his people, and he was the one that set, it appears that Lot is like the mayor of that city. And here, as he goes on, now read 2 and 3.
And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house and tarry all night. And wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we'll abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat.
All right, so Do you think the angels were already aware of that Lot was going to invite them in? They knew the custom of the Mideast at that time. It was hospitality. If you failed to show hospitality, your house was disgraced, huh?
Exactly. And plus, they had been walking with the Lord Jesus just a little while before, so I think they kind of had a heads up on everything.
He told them what to expect, what was going to happen, huh?
He told them exactly what to expect, what he wanted done, and how he wanted it done.
All right, so go ahead and read verses 4 through 8.
But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye unto them as good in your eyes.
All right, let me go with verse 4. But before they laid down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, this is LGBTQ of that day, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's the LD.
Sodomites. That's where we got the name from, Sodom.
And so we would say that that would definitely be a blue city. The Democratic parties, and they're famous. They're known for sodomy, abortion, pedophilia. If it's a sin, the Democratic Communist Party embraces it. It's known for it. So here we have the LGBTQ of that day, and here, and now what does this say? And all the people from every quarter, all of the people. So the whole Democratic Party there was involved of that day. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men that came into thee this night? Where, and bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And so, again, they wanted to sodomize these men and rape them virtually.
That's what that means. Know them means have sexual contact.
Right. And so Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door behind after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't have called them brethren, would you?
I think he was trying to pacify them. Yeah, I think it was kind of dumb, but he had been the mayor, and he'd been used to being politically correct.
Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let them, I pray, into you, bring them out into you, and do you too. Pages stuck together, okay? As good as in your own eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Now, explain that. Why do you think Lot would do such a thing? I mean, if they came I would never, surrender a daughter. You and I would fight to the death to protect our daughters. So why do you think Lot did that? What do you think would be the reasoning?
I've never really been sure about that, except it was such an important thing to protect the guests. And I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Do you think he might have thought, since that they were women and these were sodomites, these were Democrats, that they wouldn't have been interested in the women? They would only be interested in the men?
That's possible.
But that wouldn't be likely.
There's always somebody out there with a sick mind, so.
Yeah, it wouldn't be real likely because, we've seen what they've done in the past. And so you have, these were like Democrats of that day, you would have had a number of lesbian women with them. They would have been, very immoral all the way around.
Right.
And so here, but now, here at the same time, because let's just say these women, when the Bible talks about the natural use of the woman's body, the natural use, okay? And so for the natural use of a woman's body, it would do the woman much less harm to be raped than it would be for these men.
For
because,
a man.
Yeah. But then again,
still, it's one of those things that the daughters were supposed to be virgins when they were given in marriage. So it's very complicated here. I think Lot is just totally afraid. I'm not sure what. I think he's just trying to do anything to.
Well, you just hit on something when you said when they were given. They didn't value the women that highly. Okay, now you had a situation here where Lot had probably at least four daughters. He had two that were virgins, and two of them that he knew that were married. At least
married,
two.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it could be too that you know. That he might think, well, since they're virgins, they really don't want anything to do with them. But again, the main reason was this, that the women were not valued so highly. They didn't put as much value on it because they would trade these girls off. Their fathers would sell them off to other people.
Yeah, I remember several Bible studies where, yes, you can have my daughter, but you have to work and, you know, work it off and pay me for her. So, yeah. That was part of the culture.
And, okay, go ahead and pick it up in verse 9.
And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came into sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now, will we deal